Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Dr. Gene Grisman is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, original founding member, actually, author of a number of books, including Lincoln and Obama. That's one of his newest ones. Also, Time Tactics of Very Successful People. And then, of course, my favorite, one of my favorite books in my entire library, The Words Lincoln Lived By. It's just a wonderful little book that Gene wrote. Gene, thanks again for being here. And thank you, by the way, for bringing the president. We had a great visit with him in the last segment. You did a great job there bringing him to us, and we appreciate it very much. Gene, by the way, folks, I'll remind you, is one of the top Lincoln portrayers in the universe. Gene, you're a student of history. You're someone who makes a living and makes other lives richer by bringing history to life through your portrayals of President Lincoln. How do you feel about what seems to be a lack of understanding of history in the younger generations these days? What do you think?
Well, first of all, the reason that I chose Lincoln was I chose him with specific purpose in mind, and that is to show how he had qualities that made for success. And mm-hmm. So he comes saying, I did this, you can do it too.
There's a reason why he's one of the top three presidents of all time.
That is exactly right.
Right.
And you see, it was because he was a common man. People can identify with him because he didn't have any advantages starting off in life.
Right.
No money, no connections, only when you're schooling. And so people say, well, you know, I've got a tough row to hoe. Well, what about Lincoln? If Lincoln could do it, so mm-hmm. can you. But I do see, in my study of Lincoln, I do see, take the larger picture of the United States, the great experiment, as we were talking earlier. And I think that there are two dangers that the experiment has. And one is that because we do divide into parties, mainly Republican and Democratic parts of our society, there is a tendency, and it's very pronounced, to turn opponents into enemies.
Right.
And that's a very dangerous tendency. You see,
the thing that's lost when that happens, Gene, is something you and I've talked about before, and that's intellectual honesty is lost when that's happened.
That's right. That is absolutely right. Well, speaking of intellectual honesty, I like very much something John Portman, the great architect, told me. He said, I'll change my opinion in an instant in the presence of new information.
Mm-hmm.
And I look back on the growth in my life when the aha moments, when I suddenly saw information and I realized what I have long believed is not true.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be willing to do that if you're intellectually honest.
Right. Or
just because you are a Republican and I'm a Democrat, you're an opponent, but you're not my enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big difference. And I say that in my presentations. Your opponent may disagree with you but like you. Your enemy will hate you even if he disagrees with you and do everything he can to sabotage what you do.
Well, one of the things that happens these days, Gene, is the two opponents start getting the idea that their opposition is the end game. That is the prize.
Oh, my, what a good
prize.
Point.
Whereas we've arrived here in this business, on this playground, in this Congress, in this White House, wherever we may be, we've arrived here to do something that's bigger and more important than either one of us is. And that's
totally
the job agree. To do. Our job is to solve that problem, to move this project forward. It's not the result of being opponents.
That is absolutely right. And one thing that we have to restore our belief in is the value of compromise. Nobody can get everything they want. And so the alternative to compromise is dictatorship.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
You have to have compromise to make government work.
And we have to, but this intellectual honesty thing, if we don't get that restored, Gene, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's not going to be good. What do you think? Last thoughts.
It is not going to be good. One of the, about intellectual honesty, you can have your own opinion, but not your own fact.
That's exactly right. Stacks, and facts are stubborn, as they say. Hey, Gene, great job today again. Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I enjoyed and looking forward to it.
Gene Greisman, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Gene Greisman. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.